Feast of Tabernacles, a lecture, a reminder, by the horror, and followed by, the theory of Maslow, by Sarah G.
Excuse me, folks, but we missed Tahara's lecture. This one is Sarah G's.
Very quick talk about... This is going to be a very, very fast lecture, very quick lecture, about the theory of Maslow. Mr. Abraham Maslow, was a contemporary psychologist. He died in 1980, but he was a prolific writer. He has many, many different writings. He was considered kind of a radical in his time because when he started his practice, he felt that most of what the terms and the way that the psychologists at that time were trying to help humans really didn't, and he felt that the terms that most of them used were inadequate for the human experience. So he's the one that termed a lot of these new words that you probably all have heard, like peak experience and be love and de love, deficiency love, meaning that it's a wrong kind of love when you need love, and be love when you love someone for their being. And what else? Self-actualization, he coined that term. And also this hierarchy of needs. Actually, right now, there's a whole group. It's called Esalen in California that studies his writings and has a whole group around Mr. Maslow. What was his theory? Actually, right now, the theory of Maslow is taught all around the world in management courses. It's part of the study, and it's considered to be a very acceptable theory. Have you heard of it? The theory of Maslow is considered to be very accepted everywhere. And his theory is that there are five basic needs of the human, and that these needs must be met in order for the human to grow. Physiological needs is one. Safety needs is another. Social needs, or you could say belongingness, esteem needs, and self-actualization. Now, they're called a hierarchy of needs because he felt that they had to be fulfilled in this order. There's no way, he felt, that you could be self-actualized without already having these fulfilled in this order. What did he mean by physiological needs? Physiological needs, he means a need for food, a need for water, a need for rest, a need for sleep, things that your physical body needs in order to live. Things like food. Now, what did he mean by safety? He meant you need to be in a safe environment in order to live. You need to have shelter, and you need to be safe. You need to not have bombs going on you all the time, or in a place where big animals can't come and get you. So what he felt is that your physiological needs, you need to have your... physiological needs need to be taken care of first before you can even think about shelter. If you're hungry and you're thirsty, you're not going to even worry about having something over your head or being warm. So first need is taking care of physiological needs. Second is to feel safe. Now, what he felt is that the third need of the human, and he feels it's a very basic need, is to belong or to have social needs fulfilled. What he meant by this is that you're in a group of people, and you feel you belong to that group of people, and you're accepted by that group of people. This could be a clan, could be a pueblo, could be a race, could be a society, could be a group of women or a group of men or whatever. And he felt that that's really a need, that you need to feel a part of a group, feel you're belonged, and feel you're accepted. And he also felt that you can't fulfill that need until your physiological needs are taken care of and you feel you're in a safe environment. Then that would be the next step. Then after that need is fulfilled, he felt next need is to feel esteem. That is... That means that you feel respected. And he says that that's a need, that you have to feel that you're respected and that you're looked up and you're held in a place of position. The fifth need that he felt of a human, of course, he felt you couldn't get to the self-realization until you had all these other needs fulfilled is self-actualization. And what did he mean by self-actualization? Well, we know. We know what self-actualization means. I'm not sure that he did. The goal of the life is to become divine. We know self-actualization is when you're one with God and there's nothing there except God. You're empty. He, I'm not sure, really understood what self-actualization was. It sounded like he spent a lot of his time studying people that he felt were self-actualized. He has written that two of his teachers he felt were self-actualized, and he was very interested and very, really wanted to know what made them healthy, what made them self-actualized. And that's why he was more interested in the study of healthy people rather than the Freudian view of the study of deficient people. He wanted to know what is a healthy individual. So you'll find in his writings, and I only read a little bit of his writings, he has numerous volumes. He has all these studies of self-actualized people, and he has lists of what he considers people who are self-actualized, what kind of qualities they should have, such as delight in bringing about justice. They believe in fighting lies and untruths. They love virtue to be rewarded, and it goes on and on. This one is two pages. They enjoy watching and helping the self-actualization of others. They enjoy watching happiness and bringing others about. And I don't think anybody would have any trouble, really, with this list as what he would consider a self-actualized person to be. Okay, so is this true? That's the question, is this true? Well, Maitreya comes along now, and he says, wait, there aren't five basic human needs. There are really only two. What are they? Physiological needs. Yeah, you need food, you need water, you need sleep, you need air. That's true. Actually, before we can even discuss that, we need to discuss what is a true need and what is a false need. Okay, a true need is something that you have to have for survival. That if you don't have it, this human body is going to cease. Okay, that's obvious to everybody. You need to have food. You need to have water. You need to have air. You need to have rest. You have to have those things. Otherwise, you're going to be gone. Now, food is tricky. Food is more involved than that because there is a real need for food. But food can also fulfill a false need if it's for fulfilling emotional needs or fulfilling psychological needs or something like that. So Maitreya says, yes, physiological needs, that's what you need of the human. And safety needs, yes, you need to have shelter, you need to be in a safe place, you need to be warm, you need to be away from disease and not in a place where you're going to get infected any time or not think that bombs are going to get on you any second. So yes, those are the two true needs of the human. But what about social needs? Is that a true need or is that a false need? A false need, you could say, is a need that you desire something, but if it doesn't happen, you're not going to die. You're not going to cease. You might have some anxiety. You might feel some uncomfortness. You might feel, very bad, but you're not going to die. If you don't belong to a group of people, is that a true need or is that a false need? That's a false need. You don't need to belong to people. You don't need to feel that people accept you because that's something that's coming from outside. That's not coming from inside. So sorry, guys. You go. And what about esteem? Do you really need to be respected? Do you really need people to look up at you? Do you really need to feel that everyone... Do you need to climb the ladder of the corporate ladder and so feel at the top that you got to the top and you feel successful? How many people do you know? I can think of one myself, my father, where he climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed and then got to the top and then said, what is it? You know, I'm still not happy. So that's not a true need. That's something that's coming from outside. So sorry, guy. Now, what about self-actualization? Is that a need or is that the goal? That's the goal. So what Maitreya is saying is, no, there are not five basic needs. There are only two basic needs, physiological needs and safety needs. And the goal is self-actualization. One interesting thing, though, to look at all of these is how they relate to the chakras. And I think it's very interesting that Mr. Maslow was able to realize that they do. He never said in his writings that they related to the chakras, but they're so close. Look at physiological and safety needs. They relate to the first chakra, which is a very important chakra because that's where the Kula Kundalini resides, and it's a very important and very powerful chakra. Belongingness or social needs, that would relate to the second chakra. esteem needs, power, position, prestige, that would relate to the third chakra. And then the fourth chakra on would be the higher nature. Mr. Maslow even did talk about a love need. He felt that human beings needed a proper, certain kind of love. And, you know, that would be the fourth chakra. That would be very interesting. And, of course, self-realization or ego-realization or pure consciousness would be the sixth and seventh chakras. Now, in terms of the mission, we would want to know then if there are only two needs, what are the true physiological needs of the human? Well, remember in the essays, there's a writing, it says prerequisites of spiritual life, and Maitreya says that there's three prerequisites of spiritual life: physical health, mental equanimity, and spiritual cleanliness. And under physical health, that's where the true physiological needs are covered. Do you remember there's seven requirements for a physical? Does anybody remember what they are?
Air.
Water. Good air. Sunshine. Right. Okay. So fresh air, which has prana, which is the most important thing. Good food, right? Without prana, even great yogis can't live. Prana is the most important in fresh air. Sunshine. Okay. Good food, especially when cooked with love, and eaten with love, eaten in a group with love. Pure water. Good rest. Exercise, and also innercise, which would be yoga, and concentration and power of the mind. And isn't that interesting? Even for physical health, concentration and power of the mind is very important for your physical health, not just for your spiritual health. So does that mean that groups aren't important? Or becoming a leader isn't important? Of course not. They can come back. They're not needs. But they're very important. We believe in groups. We believe in creating communities. We believe in being with people. It's a great source of joy. It's a great way to manifest wonderful things. You're most effective in a group. You know, there's no question about that. So we don't shun groups. But we say it's not a need. It's not a craving. You don't crave to be with people. You don't crave to have companionship. But it works out. And you do that, you become very, very effective. In fact, look at two very strong examples. Look at Christ, Isa. Was certainly not accepted in his society at all, and yet there's no question about his status of what he was. Or look at Muhammad in the beginning. He didn't need to be with people. He certainly wasn't accepted at all, and yet he still became a great, great prophet. And the same with esteem. It's not something that you need, but it happens. If you develop the qualities of a leader and show that you need to be esteemed, that's the very base of the teaching of Maitreya, of the system, is that people should emerge from the bottom because they have those qualities, and it shows that they should be leaders. And of course, not everyone is made to be a leader. You know, it makes no difference, really. Everyone's equal in God's eyes. Some people are made to be leaders, and some people aren't made to be leaders. And I think it's a false teaching to give everybody the idea that they need to be esteemed and be held up. And that's a problem in our society, is that we're taught that we need to be number one all the time. That's not true. That's really not true. Just one other thing. So the physiological needs, Maitreya has explained, and the safety needs are taken care of in the communities of light. Actually, the physiological needs and the safety needs, which are the two true human needs, are taken care of in the communities of light. And then reaching self-actualization through the eternal divine path. So how long will it be before humanity accepts this? God only knows. But the neat thing that we can realize now is, wow, you know, you're really free. All you need is a little bit of food, a little bit of water, a place to put your head, you know, a blanket to cover yourself, and just go for the goal. That's you know, you're really free about that. And just one last point, and that is the difference between being a self-actualized person and an inspired person. A self-actualized person is someone that knows who they are, is content with they are. An inspired person is someone that is inspired to go out and help others to become inspired.